Actually, the Arkell. The Pashas are two mitzvah of the instructions given to Moshe, Rabbeinu Bezalel, to build the Mishkan. The Arkell Pekudei is the actualization and the building and construction of the Mishkan. And Perek Lamed Hey, Pasik Chavav, V'chol Hanoshim, referring to all the women, Asher Nosa Liban Oisana B'chachma, which their hearts donated them, lifted them up with Chachma. They wanted to give and be menadev to the Mishkan, the Binyan of Mishkan. Tovu es ha'izim. They spun the hair of the goats. They spun the hair of the goats. Tovu es ha'izim. And Rashi says, Ihoi so umnus yisera. This was a special, unique craftsmanship. Sha'al gabay ha'izim tovin ha'izim. Normally, if you want to make things from hair of goats, you shear the hair and then you spin it like anything else that you spin. Well, it's wool. Here, the pasuk doesn't say they spun the hair of the goats. The pasuk says they spun the izim. So what does it mean they spun the izim? You can't spin goats. So Rashi brings down the Chazal that there was something special what they did. They did all the spinning while it was attached to the goats, the hair. The chayr, it's more of a, once you cut something, it loses its vitality over time. Whether it's been a vegetable or anything. You cut it from its life source, where it's yoinik, from where it starts dying, it withers. The chiddush over here was that tovu es ha'izim, they spun the hair while it was still connected. That was already a chachma. That was like something special. Tovu es ha'izim, while it was still on the izim. That was in the dove of the woman. Stambiat learned that it's because it's hit a mitzvah. Make something more mahuda. Can you imagine making tzitzis from the wool while it's still attached to the wool? They'll attach to the behemoth. So that would be a neat tzitzis. It probably look totally different. So it was a mahuda. That's the push-up shot. I think there's a deeper understanding to this. So it's understanding what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is the makom where the Shechina dwelled. The Shechina, the revelation of the Shechina in the Mikdash, was something that's what is called Mikori, source. When someone goes to the source, then it's a different vitality. For instance, a mayan. I don't mean the supermarket. Mayan is a fountain. It's a source. A constant flow. of fresh water coming out. A be'er or a bar is water that's filled from some other place. There's such a thing called mayim chayim. In order to matar a mace, someone who's tummy mace, came in contact with a mace, you have to have mayim chayim. The paraduma, mayim chayim. Chayim means it has vitality. It has its own source. Water that comes from a source, not the water shuvim. Mayim shuvim has to be water that's coming out from a source that has its own source. Because it's closest thing to the chayim when it's connected from where it comes from. The makom hamigdash, where the Zashrosh Ashchina is the Evan Shasiya. The Evan Shasiya was the Evan Sheshasa Bo Ha'olam, where the world came out. Earth came out from the Evan Shasiya. That's the source. It had to start from somewhere. Chazal tell us, the Evan Shasiya, that what's in the Makam of the Migdash, the stone, the rock, it goes all the way down. That was from there came all matter of earth. That's the Makor. That's the center. That's where it all started from. Mimenu Shoso Elo. That means where there's Hashruas Hashchina, a person is being connected not from a distant Kli Risheni Shlishi Ravi Chamishi, all the way, he's connected to the source. We're a place where Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the source of the world, he is Kadmon. He's the earliest existence that there is. Nothing preceded him. When he's Megala himself in the Makom of the Mikdash, is Bashash, you're connecting to the source. It's way different than when you're connecting to the millionth Keli. Where it's so distant and veiled and clothed over that you're not seeing it real as it is. It's a mimela. What the women did, they understood what they're making. A mishkan. Be part of the mishkan where there's going to be Gilui Shechina. So it's a place of where the source is. So therefore, the things that you can make for the Mishkan should be made from the source. Because that's what the Mishkan is. A gili of the source, the Makor. Shabbos kihi Makor HaBracha. You want to know where the Makor HaBracha is? You want to go to the source? Shabbos. Kihi Makor HaBracha. The rest of the week is not the Makor of the Bracha. The rest of the week gets the Shefa from Shabbos. But if you want to be in the fountain, in the Mayan, that's Shabbos. The women understood. The women have Bina Yisera. Vayiven es Hatzela. Hashem built the side of Adam. Kri Chava. Chazal say Vayiven, Bina. Hashem gave woman Bina Yisera. They sometimes have a deeper understanding, intuition, over a man. And they understood that the way to make this, the izim, skin, for the Mishkan, you got to make it at the Makor. That's the closest they could do, and make it at the Makor. Many things that we could talk about getting to the Makor. To do things at a Makor, not at a distance. To be at the source. Today was the Nam Elimelech's Yortzeit. I forgot which Rebbe it was that was with the Chofetz Chaim. Together with the Chofetz Chaim, they were traveling on the train. And the tzaddik was learning the Noam Elimelech. And the Chofetz Chaim was sitting next to him, and he asked him, what's the sefer about that he's learning? So he told him, it's the Noam Elimelech. He says, who was the Noam Elimelech? So he told the Chofetz Chaim, the way the Litvaks hold of the Goyin, that's how the Hasidim hold of the Noam Elimelech. The way that the esteem that they hold, the Vilna Goyin, like, that's how Hasidim hold of the Noam Elimelech. So I just want to limit you 2-3 lines from the Noam Elimelech. This is your site. Interesting point someone showed me today, that the Noam Elimelech wrote on every Pasha except for one Pasha, Vayakha. That's the only Pasha he missed. So I can't tell you a word from Vayakha.
Because there was a double special.
I'll just read to you from Kisiso, the Noam Elimelech. For you're called Mavakesh Hashem, anyone who wanted to be Mavakesh Hashem, if you're looking for Hashem, Yetze El Oil Moed, go to the Oil Moed, where the Mishkan is. Hashem Yichutz L'machana. So the Noam Elimelech says, Shekol Mavakesh Hashem, anyone who's Mavakesh Hashem, he would push himself in this derech. So what would he do? Well, Moshe will go out to the oil. Hine ikur ha'odam lumoid mehat tzadik es ma'asof. Ikur for an Adam to learn from a tzaddik, to go to a tzaddik and learn from his maisim, asher oisa, what he does, yireh v'yashgiach al masel hakdoshim. Go look and watch carefully on his holy maisim, ubezois yoyer libo bekirbo, and this will inspire you in your heart, gam kein bigdusha, lahaschil ba'avodas ha'izborach, to inspire to begin in avodas Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says, v'ibitu acharei Moshe. They will look acharei Moshe, about Moshe Rabbeinu. They will look and see how he acts, how he conducts himself. You want to be mevakesh Hashem? The Noam Elimelech says, you have to go to the tzaddik. You have to go to the tzaddik and see. Why? Because the tzaddik is connected more than we're connected. He's holding more to the mekor rather than we who are not. Well, we don't even think about the mekor, the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you want to be connected and be inspired, then you have to go and see by the tzaddik. Why? Because he's holding by the makor. You know, we daven Shemoneh Esrei. So the minig is to take 3 steps back, 3 steps forward. Some don't take the 3 steps back, they just take the 3 steps forward. Why do we do that? What's the Indian of the 3 steps?
Approach Hashem.
Approach Hashem. Okay, we're getting closer to the makor. It's brought down that it says by Matan Torah, Moshe Nigash El Choshen Onon Choshen Choshech Va'arofel. Moshe went into the Onon, then into the Choshech, and then into the Arafel, which is a deeper darkness. He went into three levels in order to speak to Hashem, and Hashem should speak to him. So it says, when we davening lifnei Hashem, which is Shemona Esrei, and we know there's a din, you have to feel like you're davening Hashem in front of you, that the Melech is in front of you. That's why you can't walk between, in front of the person who's davening, because you're mafik between him and the Shechina. So they want to say, don't just stand on the outside. Go in, on, Chazor Rafel, penetrate like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Learn from the tzaddik. The tzaddik went in three levels. Learn from the tzaddik that you should also go into three levels. Don't stand on the outside. Move in. You got to go into Hashem and think about that. You're getting close. The closer you are to the Makor, the more you're going to receive nourishment. You're going to receive the Or more than if you're on the outside or far away. That's by davening. When he says you go to the tzaddik, doesn't mean you have to run to the local tzaddik. It means you could take svarim that talk about tzaddikim. Learn on the hanhagos of the Chofetz Chaim. Tzaddikim. You can see their hanhagos, the books. We have English books that talk about it. You want to be inspired? The reason why you're not inspired is either because you don't even know what you're doing, or you think you're doing great. You're doing great. I'm a great Jew. So when you learn and learn the hanhagos of the tzaddik, what it means for his davening, what it means his brachas, then you realize that you're not doing too good. You're at the bottom of the totem pole. So that will inspire you to say, no, I got to start climbing. I got to get to Har Madrego. But if you don't go to the source, you're then in the lowest grade. You know, Lot says, you know, I don't want to be by Avraham Avinu. I want to go to one of these five towns. He said, because if I'm being an Avraham Avinu, I'm going to look like a nobody. You know, I'm going to have be Mekatrik on me all the time, because next to Avraham, I'm a nothing. Well, pack out. Then I'm the tzaddik of the town. It's easy. Person wants to get inspired by Hashem, he has to go to the tzaddik. Whether it's a sefer, whether it's his sefer, or whether it's stories about the tzaddik. Because in the Makor, you'll find the real thing. It's the authentic Yiddishkeit. It's something that people who work 24/7 with Shivisi Hashem Leneg Disomi, that's what a tzaddik is. Unfortunately, we're not there. But at least we could be inspired by the story. We could be impacted, our lives to change and grow. The Makor. Have to go to the Makor. That's what the Noam Elimelech says. You want to be a Mavakash Hashem? You can't just let it happen. You don't settle for the low grade. Right? We always want the upgrade. So in Avodas Hashem, you have to do the same thing. Tovu Wesa Izim. Mentioning a thing that we can learn from this. Chazal say that the first 10 people in a minyan who come make the minyan. After that, the minion's there. Now, I don't know the lumdus, like, I mean, you have a place that people are moving around the whole time of the minion, and it's, people disappear here and there, you know. Does the minion start again? Like, you'd be put, if you weren't the first 10, could you now be the minion? Because now you're the 10th guy. Before you were the 30th guy, but now you're the 10th guy. Does it work that way and you still get a zechus? Oh, maybe not. I don't know, you have to ask that, Shiloh. I don't know if it's not getting here so much, but you have to. That's the Shiloh. But that's what it is. So what does it say, the first 10? Noitel schar kulam. The first 10 take the schar of hundreds of people that come later. Hundreds of people. Why is that? The first 10? They have a schar for 1,000 people showed up. You got the schar of 1,000 people. Because you got to be at the source. Everything has a source. Source is 10. Once you got the 10, you're holding by the source. The Shekhinah's here. That's it. Shekhinah's here. No one else is bringing the Shekhinah more. You brought the Shekhinah. It's a big difference. If you come to the Makor, you come not at the Makor. If you're dominating in the Beis HaMikdash, you're dominating in the Shtibel someplace. It's not the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Makor. That's a source. That's where it's at. Person could come to Seder. Not on time. We can come on time. What's the difference if you're on time or not on time? Why is it called the Seder? Maral says, you know why the night of Seder, the night of Pesach is called the Seder? Because it has a menu, right? You don't need the Maral for that. Right? You could have thought of that yourself. You probably just did. Maral says there's a Seder for Nisim. Nisim are not just Hefker. Even Nisim have a Seder. Why one Nes follows the next Nes and another Nes and all this? It's not just happenstance. Even the Nisim, which are miracles, it's also not happenstance. There's a Seder. Rav Hutna Zatzal writes, you see those green sperm over there? It's called, it's on different mesachim. It's a machon. It's, okay, you don't have to take it, that's fine. So he writes Hakdama to the first sefer that they put out. What is that sefer? The sefer is all about Te Makas. Is anyone going to learn Makas? So it brings all the mafreshim. Bekitzer, like a one-liner, two-liner, and tells you where to look it up. Kasha, with a teretz, and look it up. Every Rashi, every Tosfos, and Gemara. Short, like one-liners. Just to show you, you can look it up over there. So you write, why would you want to have a sefer like that for? So what's the big deal? It's not chidushim. There's not one chiddush that this sefer is going to say that you can't find someplace else. It's not like a Rosh Yeshiva writes his own chidushim and he can learn his chidushim. So he says, so what am I doing it for? What's the big deal? So he says, a myritika thing. When they say, Hodeh L'Hashem Ki Tov, Kinam Chasto, the 26th in the Hallel HaGodol, Ki Olam Chasdoi, this is what it says. L'Oisei Orim Gedoylim, Ki Olam Chasdoi. Hashem makes Oirim Gedoylim. What's Oirim Gedoylim? Huh? The big sun, luminaries. The sun. As Hashemesh, the Memshelas Bayom, the sun that rules in the day, Ki Olam Chasdo. As Hayareach, the Memshelas Alayla. Right? So the three statements about the lights. He creates the lights, I say. And the sun rules during the day and the moon rules at night. So he asked the question, what's the big deal that you have to tell me it rules when it rules? Hashem creates them. That's the kunz. He creates them. Anu, the oise, present tense. He creates ayum yadayim. Ah, then you say, and this rules in the day and rules in the night. There's a Seder, Shkoyach. That's nothing compared to creating them. What do you even have to mention the Seder? He says, you see, you know what it is? What he says, huh? He thinks, you think you have to say Chidushim, and that makes you special. He says, if you're Mesader in a Seder, that everything has a Seder, That's as chashiv as someone who's machadish chidushim. It's put equal kili aylam chazdoi. La'oysa yorim gedoylim. And the memshelas bayom, and this is memshelas balayla, it's nothing crazy. You do day, you do night. There's a seder here. That's as equal as creating them out of nothing. So he was saying, we're putting it like, there's no chidushim in the sefer. But the fact that someone could be masader, it's so clear, that's also equal to chidush. When you learn a sugya and you know it clear, the shakal of the Torah, he says, that's chidush toivah. That's la'oyse orim gedoyim. When you have it mesuda, that you could say it over, that's as important as writing chidushim that no one even ever said. That green safe over there. Seder is so important. But it has to be at the makor. A seder means it starts at a certain time. Minyan starts at a certain time. The leil of the seder starts at a certain time. There's people who just live their lives in the periphery. Peripheral, you know what that means? Saviv, saviv, on the outside. They never get to the inner nucleus. They're never part of the source. They always like to stay in the outer circle. There's such a thing called an inner circle. To get to the nucleus. To get to the nucleus, to the heart. Where you have a rhythm to follow. You're in sync with that. That's Makori. Shabbos is Makor. The whole week we yearn to get to Hayom HaRishon LeShabbos. Ki hi Makor HaBrocha. It says, Vayavarech Elokim is Yom HaShvi'i V'Kadesh HaYisai. Shabbos is the source of Kedusha. It's the source of Brocha. It's the source of everything. That's where you have to gravitate to the source. If you're going to do trying to get something on Tuesday or Wednesday, it's not the same as when you get it on Shabbos. Shabbos is the base Geniza, where hidden treasures are hidden. That from the base Geniza of Hashem, the base Genazai, the inner room, inner chamber, no one goes there. Hashem says on Shabbos, you can go there. Gives you a chance to get to the source. Our whole life is striving to get to the source. Hashem is the source of everything that exists. Our existence, everything. There's so much things that are mechitzes and chatzitzes till we get to Him. Oilam Hazeh Gashmius is a mechitza that doesn't let us get to the source. When we didn't want to live a life of source, Hashem took away the source. Dashrosh Hashchina, the Beis HaMikdash, two times. You're not looking for me? I'm the source. You don't want to look for me. You'd rather look at what's out there. So it means you're not looking for the source. You're not looking for the tzaddik who could show us what the authentic yid is all about. He's connected to the source. Tovu is the Ezer. Women had to show us, you know what's happening over here? You're having a base of mixtures. That's the source. Be a source yid. Don't just be a peripheral, out of circle person to live a life that's external. Source is living a life that's internal, living with your neshama, not your goof.